December 7th, 1941, you would have been 10, 11 years old.
Correct.
Do you remember that day?
Oh, dramatically. Dramatically. We were very faithful attenders at church. I mean, it was a given that Sunday morning you went to Sunday school first, then to the preaching service, and in the evening you went to what was called Baptist Young People's Union, BYPU. I can remember that as if it's yesterday. Then every Wednesday we would go to prayer meeting during the week. We were faithful members. My grandmother Hall had been one of the attendance record holders at the First Baptist Church in Oklahoma City for years. She went to a class called the Alford class that she had been in for, I don't know, 25 or 30 years. And so on the morning of December 7th, we were at church. When the church service ended, we're driving home in a 1937 two-door Ford. There are my father, my stepmother, my two sisters, and I in the back. And we heard this announcement of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It was just indelibly stamped in all our memories that morning. It took us maybe 20 minutes to drive home. By the time we had reached the front of our home and were parked, my dad had made up his mind to volunteer.
Wow. As so many did at that time.
Oh, it was such an outpouring of patriotism, John. It's hard to imagine through the Vietnam War and through the war in Afghanistan and Iraq how the public could have reacted.
So this was another, should I say, scary or traumatic moment for you, because you probably thought the whole country was going to be under attack.
I did, but I have to tell you something. My pride in my father was so great that the attack part of the war didn't bother me. I felt my dad could whip anybody. So when he volunteered, I figured we're going to win the war.
That's great. So you're enrolled in school.
I was going to Linwood Grade School out at 16th in Portland, and had the great experience of being in the same grade school with my cousin Jane Hall, who is an entertainer in Oklahoma City and has been since she was 16. She and I then had formed a really strong bond as cousins, which exists today. She was my host when I was in Oklahoma City earlier this week for a book signing.
How old is she?
She's 6 months older than I am, so she's 81. She'll be 82 in May.
Yeah.
And she's preparing for the Senior Follies, an act here coming up in June.
Wow. Then by 1942, you would be enrolling in a middle school?
That's right. I left Taft Junior High School, where I was by 1942, and went to California, where I enrolled in Fairfax Middle School in Fairfax, California. My dad, as I said, had rented a home there, and we lived in Fairfax while he was stationed at Hamilton Air Force Base, which was on the north edge of San Francisco Bay.
Is this the first time, then, you were involved in organizing a student council?
It was, but it was a happenstance. Up to that time, I had dreams of becoming a West Point person. I was so proud of my dad's work in the Air Corps that I wanted to go to West Point. My dad and I talked it over quite a bit in those first days in California. But it turned out that Fairfax had never had a student council, so a group of us decided to form it, and I was very fortunate and helped from the Constitution and all, and I became the first president of the Fairfax School Student Council.
Were you hooked on a government organization then?
I don't know whether I was hooked so much on the organization as I was hooked on the effect I could have on people if I could solicit their help in doing something that was useful and important. To us at seventh grade, the student council was supremely important.
How tall are you now?
Well, I'm 6'1". I used to be 6'2".
So at that age in the seventh grade, you were probably taller? Had your growth?
I hadn't reached my full growth. I was about 6'1" at that time. By the time I returned to Oklahoma City at age 14, I was 6'2½".
But even so, that was pretty tall for
that
grade.
Oh, it was. It was. And my best friend, Carl Olson, who I teamed up with at school, we were the two athletes of that group in our limited experience there. Carl was a terrific baseball player and later played for the Red Sox and was just a terrific man.
Your father, what was his assignment?
When he went to Hamilton Air Force Base at 41 years old, he's an administrative officer and they didn't know exactly what to do with him. So he became the mess officer for Hamilton Air Force Base and served in that capacity until he was shipped to England 8 months later.
Rationing, you recall that going on?
John, it was an all-out effort on everybody's part to support the war effort. I got an allowance of 50 cents a week, and I put 40 cents a week into war stamps. My dad, of course, in the service, my stepmother working in the shipyard, put in more than 25% of their salaries into war bonds. I collected newspaper, I collected scrap iron, I collected tin foil from people who would chew Wrigley's gum and then take the tin foil and roll it into balls. And when we got a ball that was about 10 inches in diameter, we would turn it into the war effort. The city of Fairfax organized a recognition for anybody that was helping the war effort. It was a small felt badge with a yellow background and a very dark E for excellence and effort stitched in the middle. I put that on my Boy Scout merit badge sash, and today I still have it. I was so proud of that. And I contrast that with what I see about people supporting our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're for them and give it a lot of lip service, but they don't buy any war bonds. They don't grab scrap. You know, we're not paying for the war as we go. And I wonder where that spirit went and why we can't bring it back.
The only thing I can think of would be 9/11. I think there was tremendous patriotism.
I thought that President Bush did a fantastic job of rallying the country. It lasted, I don't know how many months, and then it tapered off because 1% were actively pursuing the war, and 99% of us were just going about our business.
Right.
Had we had a draft, we would have had, I think, the same feeling that we had in World War II, and it would have absolutely accelerated the end of the war.